This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vice President Mike Pence said Thursday he was encouraged that Mexican officials were willing to do more to curb migration flows to the United States, but it was up to President Trump to decide if they went far enough to avert threatened tariffs. Pence told reporters in York, Pennsylvania, that Trump wanted to see decisive action from Mexico and that the president would be the one to decide whether to impose tariffs on Mexican goods over the issue Monday.
This president has no higher priority than ending the crisis of illegal immigration that is flooding our southern border. People are being hurt on both sides of the border.
Mexico's Foreign Secretary Marcelo Ebrard said he is optimistic the talks will succeed.
I am an optimistic man. That's why I am the Secretary of Foreign Relations of Mexico. Thank you very much.
Mr. Trump in Europe for D-Day commemorative events said if no agreement is reached, tariffs at the 5% level will begin on Monday. The African Union says that it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leaders said the call for talks is insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum, which witnesses blamed on the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces. Doctors allied with the opposition said that the death toll from the crackdown had risen to 108 as of Wednesday, but the Sudanese Health Ministry issued a statement that said that the number is no more than 46. Again, the African Union saying that it suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway said Thursday that a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers in an Emirati port last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they said that limpet mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks, which left large holes in the hulls of the four tankers, but did not cause more extensive damage or oil spills. Limpets are a type of naval mine that attach to their targets with magnets. U.S. President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron attended a ceremony Thursday at the American Military Cemetery in Normandy to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day following bilateral meeting in a city. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron arrived here to sunlit skies. In the front row, the veterans were given repeated ovations. The French president spoke first.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom. On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
President Trump also spoke of the shared sacrifice.
Our cherished alliance was forged in the heat of battle, tested in the trials of war, and proven in the blessings of peace.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Colville-sur-Mer, France.
President Trump may not like the trade numbers he's hearing from the Commerce Department. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Commerce Department says the gap between what the U.S. buys overseas and what it sells dropped to $50.8 billion in April, 2.1% lower than in March. The deficit with China, however, rose close to 30%. As exports dropped and Chinese imports climbed. While President Trump has sought to reduce the trade deficit, seeing it as a sign of economic weakness, mainstream economists say the gap is the product of one enduring economic factor. Americans buy more than they produce, and imports fill the gap. Ben Thomas, Washington.
While U.S. President Trump is in Europe to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day attacks, he took time Thursday to unleash new broadsides at political targets back home for their roles in investigating him. That includes Special Counsel Robert Mueller and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mr. Trump contended in a Fox News interview that Mueller made such a fool of himself last week when he delivered the first and only public statement on his 22-month investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and whether Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to thwart it. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.